You know, 20, like this year doesn't surprise me and stuff. Like seeing people argue about masks and, you know, my body, my choice. But just the whole arguing about a mask thing, it's very crazy. And people are like, oh, you're trying to control me. And it's like, I understand there's like a deeper science or whatnot of why, you know, wearing masks for a long period of time can be harmful. But to be honest, I just feel like we're like in a video game. And, you know, somebody is using the cheat codes that they found on some website. Hello, welcome back to the Country Caribbean Podcast, the mind of a Caribbean American. I am your host, A-Lynn, and welcome back. Like, I had to check the calendar to see what day it was because it's been another week. So, since it's the end of July, and that means back to school, people getting ready to move in to their dorms. Kids are getting ready to go back, moving on to the next grade. I've seen them uniforms on sale when I was looking at clothes for my daughter. I'm gonna talk more about the back to school later on in this episode. But one thing that's been really bothering me, besides, you know, everything being cake, is grilled watermelon. Like, I'm starting to see people talk about it more. And I've seen a video of them preparing, cooking, and slicing up the grilled watermelon. Like, even the girl, the journalist, or who, whatever, like, her title was, who was going inside this restaurant, even when she tasted it, like, you could tell by the look on her face, and like, she was trying so hard just to form some type of, you know, something to say about it. And then the steak had the nerve to be $75. So you're charging me $75 for textured water? Are you serious? Oh no, like, I never liked watermelon because it has no taste. And I understand it's a melon, it's a water or whatever. But it has no taste. Like I said, it's just textured water. It has no taste. I put salt on it. I did all that good stuff. And it's nasty. I don't like it no more. When I came back from Orlando last month, I had some rum. And I put my rum in a freezer, and it was in the freezer for a good minute. And it was so nice and cold, like so delicious. So like the other day, I bought some wine, and I put my wine in the freezer, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna come back for this. Ooh, I'm gonna, you know, it's gonna be good and everything. It's my flavor and everything. And then when I came back, first of all, it was hard for me to open my freezer. I'm like, why is it hard for me with my freezer? So not only did the wine freeze, the wine done busted out of the glass, and the stickiness made my freezer stick, like the freezer door stick to the other part of the fridge. And I had to clean out up. It was very slushy, and I'm not saving it. Like, I'm not a person that saves stuff that, like, after it broke. Like, there's glass in there. I'm not about to drink, eat. None of that. It's glass in there. Throw it away. Like, yeah, you know, $4 in the trash, but you know, it's cheap wine. I don't know why I was surprised when it busted open. Like, girl, you know, this ain't no real liquor. Like, you know, when stuff freezes, it's like, it's mixed with something else. So I have been really into Brent Faiyaz lately. Like, it's just something about his voice. It's so soft. It's just, but when you actually listen to the lyrics of his song, you're like, oh shit, this nigga is toxic as fuck. Like, you know, all right, I'm gonna put out some of his lyrics, okay? Okay, so he said, I got too many hoes, but they ain't you. All right, strike one. Another one was like, just cause I fuck you don't mean that I trust you. First of all, why would you lay down with somebody that you don't trust? I understand it's a song going on, but we're dissecting. Now, one of his lyrics that I really, really liked was, if you ain't nasty, don't at me. Period. Like, don't. Let me chill out. But yeah, people were like, oh, Brent is to like, Brent's lyrics are toxic and whatnot. And I was like, oh my God, that's probably why I'm like, I be hard eyes over that shit. But will you actually sit down and listen? Because one of his lyrics said, you like to put that shit in your nose. This whole time, I'm thinking he's talking about a nose ring, but he's talking about something else. So I'm like, oh, okay. I done took the message a whole different way. But the fact that his voice is so, so soft, but he be singing about the thuggish shit ever. And then when you look at his music videos, it's like, it's the same thing. You talking about something so soft, but you like doing something real wild or not. But you know, they don't leave Brent alone, okay? And to be honest, I did not know that Brent was like underrated. I'm thinking like everybody named Mama know who he is, you know, he up there and stuff. I used to get him and Goldlink mixed up. I don't know why, because they both have two different sound styles. Like even in their voices, their voices sound different. I don't know why I get them mixed up. That's like back when Bryson Tiller and Tory Lanez came out, people kept mixing them up. And even, you know, they both like play, like use that in their music when they're talking about how people mix them up. I don't know, when two people come out around the same time, people do tend to mix them up and whatnot. So I'm going to need Instagram ads, because I'm starting to see more Instagram ads. So I'm going to need Instagram ads to leave me alone, because I got off the phone talking to somebody about something and then I'm seeing an ad about it. So, you know, y'all need to calm down because y'all scaring me a little bit, okay? You know, I would expect this from Facebook. Well, they are connected with Facebook, so I'm not surprised. I guess Facebook peeped that I'm on Instagram more. But yeah, I'm starting to see Instagram ads. I mean, I feel like the ads are personalized for me because it goes with how can I put this? Just the way it's marked, like just the way the product is marketed and whatnot. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, is this for me? Is this my rose or whatnot? But I've been seeing some crazy ads. But one thing I definitely seen that was wild in me, you know, I'd be all up into the hair pages and whatnot, because you know I do hair. So I seen a straightener pick. Now, you know those picks with the little with the fist at the top of it. You know, you pick your afro out with it. So this guy was picking out this other guy's beard, barbershop tings. So he was picking out this other guy's beard with a pick. But it had like little hot bars on it. I'm just gonna call it that. It had little hot bars on it. So it was straightening the man's beard. So I'm like, oh, y'all is out here. The same way I seen a video on YouTube. It was Instant Edges. And it's for people, you know, who have very thinning hair and whatnot. You place it and it was a very nice product. You know, she already got her stuff hooked up. Like, the first video I seen was from last year. And now she's like, I got all my stuff hooked up. If somebody wants to use it, they're going to have to get the information from me. So I'm like, yes. Very, very cool, down-to-earth person. Straightforward with her information and whatnot. So, yes, I seen the straightener pick. And I was like, oh, shoot. This is nice. Because, of course, I have a flat iron. And then I have a straightening brush. So this is like when I want to have like the blowout look, but I don't want to like, all right, for like my daughter's hair, because my daughter's hair is very, very soft. I'm not going to straighten my daughter's hair, but I do sometimes want to get, you know, get some of the curls out, get her hair a little bit straight, but not like part the hair, take the flyer and comb, you know, do all that stuff. So I'd rather have the brush, because then it's detangling the hair and straightening, giving it a light heat on my daughter's hair. In this case, I want to do a certain style on her hair. I have a straightening brush, and then I wanted to get a hot comb, but I was like, no, because the hot combs that I'm used to are the ones that you got to put on the stove or put into the little, I forgot what that thing is called, but you put it into like a little, it looks like a chamber. And then it just heats the comb up and then you do what you gotta do. But these new hot combs, you gotta plug them up. And I don't feel like, just looking at them, I'm like, they ain't gonna work the same. I understand, yes, it's all damaging the hair or whatnot, putting all that heat on the hair. But, you know, I do want to straighten my hair one day. You know, it's not going to look the way I want it to look. Back when I used to straighten my hair all the time, it's not gonna be that flat. You know, my ends are probably going to be looking crazy because I'm so used to wearing my hair curly. But listen, I don't care how much money I have. I am not picking next day shipping. I'm not. Like,
I understand, like, you know, sometimes you just need stuff right away, but I'm not picking next day shipping because I never done that before. So also, I don't care if next day shipping is free. No, I'm not picking it because I've been ordering stuff like the rest of everybody else during quarantine. My packages have been sent to the wrong house a number of times. Like, yeah, it's kind of my fault because when I look at the address, it's like one number out of place. But sometimes my address be correct and it still be at the wrong house. So I'm like, no. Because if I need something like right there on hand, they send it to the wrong crib. Because, you know, you might not come across people that's going to give you your stuff back. I know plenty of people who've been in a situation where, you know, they try so hard to get their stuff back. But yes, my packages have been sent to the wrong house. And luckily, you know, I'm able to figure out, you know, what address it's sent to. Mostly it happens with Amazon because I see that they take a picture and I'm like, that is not my front door. So it happens with Amazon a lot. Some other websites as well, but I see the address that they sent it to. I walk down to that person's house and I'm like, hey, sorry. I apologize so hard because, you know, I don't know who I'm coming across, but nice. She's a nice woman. She's like, if I knew exactly where you lived at, I would have put it in your mailbox or whatnot. I'm like, oh, this had happened to me in, I can't remember where I was, but I got something sent to me and then somebody came and was like, hey, this is your package or whatnot. I don't know if it was my old, because they even do that if you're like in a if you're in a place where everybody's mail goes to like the same area, like you don't get at your front door or whatnot, but you get all your packages and it's one little section with all the different mailboxes and whatnot. Sometimes my mail be in somebody else's box and I'm like, yo, what's going on? Also, another thing, speaking of delivering stuff, I'm starting to see more and more people leave the country. I'm like, what's going on? I know that the news came out about, you know, America is the second worst place to raise a family, but I'm starting to see more and more people leave the country. And I'm like, dang, if I had the queens, if I had the coins, I would leave too. But like, these are people who are experienced from what I'm seeing. It's not like somebody who's just like, oh, I've been in America all my life, you know, I'm just gonna up and go leave this place. You know, there's people out there that do that, but these are people that I see travel all the time who are like, you know, they have their post up and probably something, a cinematic video or family picture, and it's like, you know, I now reside in Germany or Canada. Well, Canada is more common, but you know, just like, this is my new home and whatnot. So I'm like, dang, like I wanted to travel, but like with the way everything is going, like I want to live somewhere else, but I'm so used to America, like I wouldn't know like what to do or like how to adjust. I don't know, with life, it's like from what I've figured out, because 2020, like, everybody's been trying to control me, trying to tell me what to do, and tried to, like, disguise it as, oh, giving me advice or whatnot, but it's like, people are telling me how to handle certain stuff, and it's, stop. There's nothing, I don't really bother nobody. So it's like, when I'm put into situations where I don't know what to do, it's like, I don't know how to handle it. Like, only thing I'm thinking about is me and my daughter's safety. I'm a person that cares about other people as well, but it's like, no, let me make sure me and her are straight before I, like, tend to people, like, you know, the strong woman trope, like, putting yourself last. Like, I can't put myself last, because I've done that before. And it's so exhausting, it's so draining, so I can't do that. So now I'm just doing, like, of course I'm doing me, but it's like I'm just handling my business, okay? Make sure me and my daughter is straight and whatnot. And just being more open. Because me, I like to keep to myself. And there's just certain things you can't keep to yourself. As I said in a previous episode, certain things you can't keep to yourself. And I'm starting to speak up more about stuff. Like, You know, if it makes somebody uncomfortable, you know, just leave it where it's at. Because it's so crazy how people are so quick to express how something makes them uncomfortable. How something, like, they don't, like, they will really drag you if you talk about mental health. And that's another thing about mental health as well. Like, many people are like, mental health is important, mental health is important. Then turn around and be like, oh, you're lying. Oh, you're lying. You want attention. And it's like, is mental health important or not? Like, is mental health important when somebody that you kick it with that's popular talks about it? That's how I feel it is. Like, talking about mental health is not a trend. But from what I've seen from a lot of people, and I understand that other people handle stuff differently, is that people only care about mental health when it's somebody popular, somebody they like talking about it. But when it's just somebody else talking about it, it's like, girl, hush. You're like, what? You bringing down the mood and whatnot. So that's why most people are like, it's a trend for a lot of people. And I've already peeped that. I already peeped so many stuff. Like, when they were talking about unemployment, the extra $600 ending, how so many people, especially Black people, were excited that it's ending. And it was like, oh, that's what y'all get. Y'all thought y'all were going to be living off that forever. And it's like, just certain comments I was seeing, it was like, I just made notes. Because it's like, that lets you know, like, that's some hating ass shit. I could never. And then I know I seen something that was like, you know, so I wish y'all people would stop saying I would never, because something about life, like, yes, I understand, yes, you know, you could say I could never, and then it could end up happening to you. But as far as, like, hating, like, publicly expressing that, oh, you know, y'all some bums for being on unemployment or getting, and that's so crazy, because the same people that are talking shit about people being on unemployment are filling out for all these grants and loans. So it's like, sis, I'm getting money from them. You getting money from them too. What's the problem? I don't understand. Like I said, pocket watching is the worst shit you could ever do. I understand, you know, we all slip into that area, but I'm worried about me and mine's over here, okay? Because it's going to be wild next year. But another thing, and I don't know if I just need a break from social media or whatnot, but I'm starting to see a high rise in trigger warning, domestic violence jokes. I'm talking about this, like, this is before Megan's situation. I'm starting to see more domestic violence jokes, and I guess I don't find them funny because I've been in situations related to somebody putting their hands on me or trying to hurt me. So, of course, I don't find them funny and whatnot. And, of course, there's people who actually been in situations like that, you know, sharing the jokes or whatnot. But it's like, I understand that with the community and, you know, some people cope by making jokes or whatnot. But it's, at some point, it's, you got to say to yourself, like, this needs to stop. Because even when Megan came out and said what she had to say, people were like, still cracking jokes or like, oh, why is she all dressed up in makeup to tell her truth and whatnot? Why she's all dressed up? And it's like, damn, leave people alone, bro. Leave people alone. I stand with Megan, okay? But, and domestic violence jokes are not funny. I mean, yeah, I've come across one where I'm like, I chuckled a little bit or whatnot, but it's just not funny talking about some, oh, that's that love, you know, he putting his hands on me, you know, he loved me so much that he don't want me to leave, that, you know, he's breaking doors down, punching holes in walls, and fucking up cars. No, what the fuck? Hell no. And it was so funny, because homegirl, not Megan, but that other girl, she was comparing it to Bobby and Whitney, and it's like, from what we all know from Bobby and Whitney, Argentina and whatnot, like, them people really was going through it. And they're now traumatized. Like I said, everybody has different ways of coping with stuff. But those people, those are real people. Like, these aren't movie characters. These are real people. And people always like to victim blame. And it's like, no. Like, please don't victim blame or whatnot. Because, like I said, I've been in those situations where people were like, well, you shouldn't have called him a pussy ass bitch. But it's like, you let words get you to the, because you could walk away. I've been in a situation where I walked away and people were still coming at me. So it's like, it ain't even words. Because me, I'm like, I've gotten to the point where I'm like, you know what, let me shut up and walk away, and I'm still being attacked. So I don't, it's not going to work. I hate when people want to work, stuff to work in their favor. It's not going to work at all. It's not. Okay? Because I could call you all type of bitches, hoes, pussy ass, niggas, and stuff, whatnot, but I'm not putting my hands on you. It's like, you want me to shut up? Then walk away from me and close your ears. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. And a lot of people like to be like, try to make excuses, talking about something. Well, you should never said that. So, me talking my ish, like, if that gives someone the pass to put their hands on me. If I'm in my corner saying what the hell I gotta say, yes, I understand words when I get hurt. But if I'm in my corner and I'm nowhere in your space, I would never understand the mindset of some people or not. But yeah, domestic violence jokes are not funny. They'll never be funny or whatnot. And, you know, because from the past couple of months, you know, we've seen these situations end badly. You've seen them end badly and stuff. And I don't even know if this situation is domestic violence, but seeing that girl pour gasoline in that car and then light a match and almost get her face, like, blown off and stuff, it's like, that would be considered domestic violence or whatnot, because he could easily be in that car. That's violence against, like, that. He could easily be in that car, and she could have messed up a whole bunch of other people as well. Like, somebody else could have been in the car next to him and asleep or whatnot. So it's like, it's just not cute and whatnot. Yeah, you can make your jokes. Yeah, the girl's in jail now and whatnot for arson. But it's still like, learn to walk away. That's it. Learn to walk away. Like, your life is more important than trying to get back at somebody, trying to get even, all that stuff. I promise you. I promise you. Okay? Especially if you've got kids out here. I'll be damned, bro. Like, I'm gonna make sure. Hell, I'll be damned. Mm-mm. Put yourself first, okay? Stop trying to be the quote-unquote strong person. Let me spray this down, get rid of the germs, because stop trying to be like the strong person, putting yourself last and then putting everybody else first, because that stuff builds up and you don't know that it builds up or whatnot. Me, I'm gonna let you know, don't call me strong, don't call me brave. I think calling somebody brave is mad disrespectful. Like, oh my god, you're so brave for wearing that outfit. Wait, hold up, what you mean? But don't call me strong, okay? Because, especially, I'm a black woman. Don't call me strong, because then I'm going to constantly keep dealing with abuse. And people be like, oh, you're strong. You know, you bounce back. No. No. Like, I don't want to leave the episode on that note. Like, I'm going to change. As I was saying, it's towards the end of July. And August is coming around the corner. I know school has started. Has school started in other areas? No, I don't know. I'm not sure. But the back to school date keeps getting pushed back. And I don't understand. Some people started school in September. Must be nice. But back to school is being pushed back. I know a lot of people have to, like, physically go back to school. Me, I'm just sitting around waiting for updates. I should have went to school my damn self, because, you know, my child. So sitting around waiting for updates. Shoot, I got the computer ready just in case, because I know so many people have been asking me about the back to school, what they're gonna do or whatnot. And it is difficult because, you know, these kids are not gonna fuck, like, they don't, like, at all. And even before all of this, people were sending their kids to school sick, you know, fever a little bit high and stuff, because a lot of parents, a lot of them can't afford it. Like, I have to go to work. If I don't go to work, then me and my child, we ain't got nothing. So, you know, a lot of them don't have babysitters. A lot of them are limited. So it's like, you know, going to school from, what time these kids go to school? From 7 something to like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, like that works with the parents because at least somebody can come and get them and whatnot. And a lot of them can't afford childcare. Like, whoo, child. Some of them can't get the assistance. You know, it's a lot of stuff. Like, now that I think about it, and so when people ask me, like, do I want to have another child, I've been getting offended because it's like, girl, like, if things go smooth with my first child, I don't know how things are going to go with that second. And, you know, that's a big ass risk. So that's just me when it comes to when people ask me, do I want to have another child? But also, I don't want to have another child because we're in the middle of a pandemic. And also, I'm single. And also, like, I have things I want to do before I bring another child into this world. And, you know, people keep bringing up, like, oh, your daughter is getting older and whatnot. It's going to have a big age gap. So, you know what I mean? Listen, my uncle and my mom are, like, 20 plus years apart. So, it's like, the age gap, they're siblings at the end of the day. Like, the age gap, yes, it makes a difference because, you know, when you're an only child, you're so used to by yourself and stuff. You don't know how to adjust to, like, a kid or whatnot. But my mom and uncle still fight like siblings do, even though my mom is, like, 20-something years older than my uncle. Over 20-something years older than my uncle. So, it's like, they still fight like siblings and whatnot. That's still her brother, you know. She still look out for him and what. So, it's... But I know that when I do decide to have more kids, I'm just... But I'm going to be popping them out because... Because I do want more kids, you know. But it's such a risk. Like I said, it's such a risk. People act like you could just... No, it's a risk, bro. Like, seeing so many women recently... I mean, yes, people have been talking about it forever, but it's just... I feel like it's so close because it's girls younger than me that aren't making it after childbirth. So, this shit is scary, though. Like, yeah, pregnancy cute, baby shower cute, all that stuff, but it's still a risk. And then the fact that people are like, oh, you know, I'm not gonna... And then the fact that, I was gonna say, I was gonna start talking about push gifts and stuff. I'm like, nah, I talked about that previously. But the fact that, you know, people want you to get your ass up and, like, go back to work after almost risking your life. Or laying down and basically getting surgery to get a baby, you know, from your womb. And they didn't want you to turn around and go do this and go do that. And you better handle this. And it's like, oh, you need to suck it up. Mm-mm. No. Hell no. So I'm just taking my time when it comes to more kids. And it's also, I have to have head. Listen, not only is that a risk, but then I'm going to lay down with somebody and make this baby. It's like, I'm definitely taking my time when it comes to the baby making and all that stuff, because If I end up in the same or worse situation that I was with my first child, I could have just went back to my baby daddy. That's how I be feeling. So, that's just my thing. But it's so crazy. I was talking about back to school, and then I got into this whole motherhood and stuff. But, yeah. So, it's so crazy that I was talking about how everything was up in the air a couple months ago, and really taking it day by day, week by week. But now that stuff is getting closer, it's like, still have to make moves, even though you're not too sure about a lot of stuff. But thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I have been your host, A. Lynn. Make sure you like, share, you know, rate 1 through 5. You know, give me a little rating or whatever. You know, I won't really like it. Share. Follow me on Instagram at Country Caribbean. Check out the Facebook, The Country Caribbean Podcast. And what else? Ready? Nah. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you in the next episode.